opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, the best in paranormal talk radio, or whatever we cover, I don't know. I'm Coach Chauncey Hollis, it's my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Kara, you got any news for us today?
Yeah, so the big conspiracy news, of course, is that the cyber ninjas have come back with a report on the integrity of the 2020 election in Arizona and found that Joe Biden did, in fact, get more votes than Donald Trump. The cyber ninjas have no particular expertise in elections, but were hired by Arizona's Senate Republicans to investigate the 2020 election, presumably because their owner made a number of public pro-Trump and right-wing statements, which makes the fact that they didn't actually find any election fraud surprising, since that's what they were hired to do. The CEO of Cyber Ninjas has been called to testify before Congress in order to expound on this report. A doctored version of this same report has been circulating on far-right websites originating at this media outlet called The Gateway Pundit, which the Cyber Ninja CEO has complained is not the real report, saying that he never recommended that Maricopa County's election be decertified. And in completely other news, a Danish artist by the name of Jens Honning, who was loaned $85,000 in cash to recreate two of his earlier works, has instead submitted two empty frames to the museum, a piece he has entitled Take the Money and Run. Museum officials are now concerned that Honning won't honor his agreement to pay back the loan later. Said Honning, "Of course I will not pay it back. The work is that I took the money, and I will not give it back." Back to you, Chauncey.
Okay, so these cyber ninjas, you know, everybody's coming down on the name, but when I heard the name Cyber Ninja, I thought, okay, well, that's a typical online business company, service consulting company name.
Yeah, it's so a very normal name for, like, web stuff.
Right, I'm going to give them a pass with a stupid name, you know, because they all got stupid names. So, do you think these people really got this thinking that there was a problem with the election, or do you think they hired these people thinking that they were going to lie for them?
I think definitely the latter, which is makes it weird that they didn't. But
yeah, so why do you think they lied for it? Why do you think they didn't? I'm saying.
I think it's they ran into the problem that, like, Rudy Giuliani ran into when he went in front of a bunch of Trump-appointed judges and had to, like, explain the case of why he thought there were fraud and basically declined to do so and said, no, there isn't fraud. Like, when you get to the point of not just, like, making vague allegations, but being detailed, like, what are we saying happened? Who was responsible? How did it work? And most importantly, what's the proof? Once you get to that actual point, it's very hard to, like, write or say anything without looking like an idiot.
Right.
You know, if there's no proof, like the structure of this report is, it's got to look like an actual report, right? There's got to be facts and figures.
There's got to be a thesis statement. There's got to be a subject sentence followed by five paragraphs supporting your thesis.
So I think what probably happened was they got to that point and they were like,
oh, no.
Well, we are kind of boxed into telling the truth because, you know, if they just make something up, if they just say, you know, according to such and such person we talked to, you know, 30,000 votes were doctored or something crazy, like, that's now their reputation on the line. They have to, like, defend that. And if it comes out that, like, they obviously lied, then who's going to want to hire them for the stuff they actually do?
And if you can't trust a company like Cyber Ninjas.
Yeah. What is the world coming to when you can't trust the Cyber Ninjas?
Yeah, should have hired Cyber Samurais. They got some
exactly.
Honor.
They're honorable. Yeah, they'll commit seppuku if they don't find what you're looking for.
You know, I had a different thought on this one when I heard about it. I thought, like, as a guy who owns a company that does computer stuff, I thought, well, if somebody called me up and said, hey, we got this totally asinine thing that we want you to do. We're going to give you millions of dollars. We need you to do a recount here. And wink, wink, we're hoping it'll turn out in our favor. I'd be, oh, sure, I'll take those.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I'll take those millions and do this with my business, and then I'll deliver the real report, and I'll probably have a very viable business for years and years to come. Because I have to say, at this point, I'd be willing to hire the cyber ninjas. You know, obviously they're ethical enough to deliver the right results, even though the boss didn't want it.
That's true. I
think that's probably a good. So it just.
See, I would actually probably lie because I don't have a reputation to trash. Who cares? I take the money.
Yeah, that's true. Right.
I'd be like, yeah, I'll do it, but I want the money up front.
It just
move to Belize.
Now, when I say Republican here, to the listening audience, I'm not talking about every Republican. I'm talking about elected officials.
Right. Yeah, and I think there's a
have
big
they gotten more
voters
so
than the guys.
Stupider over the years? Have they gotten more so stupider? Because, like, how did they think that this was going to work? I mean, if they went in knowing that they were lying and winking at a company who really had very little dog in the fight. They basically, this company was going to win either way.
Yes.
They get millions of bucks. And if they bring it down and it is the Republicans, well, then they got half the country willing to hire them. And if they bring it down and it's not, they got the other half of the country willing to hire them.
Right.
You know, has the Republican Party really sort of lost all of its connection to reality, so therefore its foresight and planning is just worthless? Or I don't know. I'm really kind of shocked about how stupid some of this stuff is. And then while I don't like guys like Ted Cruz or Mitch McConnell, I don't consider them like total dumbasses.
No, they're not.
But how do they keep falling for this stuff?
Well, I'll tell you, and the answer is they have not received any particular harm for the way this report has been received in the mainstream media, because their base doesn't listen to the mainstream media. You know, if you go to right-wing outlets, what they're saying is that the report proves there's fraud. It doesn't, of course. It's easy to, like, look at the report and like, it's right there in the freaking executive summary, like, there's no fraud. And you go on and it says that. Like, it's very clear, but no one does that. No one checks. So they know that they will get away with whatever they say to their voters.
You know,
their voters are very gullible.
They need lessons in being a country. You know, everybody seems to have this attitude, right and left. I'm seeing it more so on the right, but I'm biased. You know? People have this idea that, like, being a countryman means, like, you have to believe in these same things because this is what I believe and this is what our country stands for. And I got a birth certificate so I can do whatever I want. You know, that's not really what being a countryman means. What being a countryman means is that even though you hate my children, you're going to call the cops if my house is getting robbed. Yeah. It means that we're going to pay our taxes. And if the whole boat starts to sink, we're going to try to lift the boat up. You know, people need to get back to the basics before they start. They sure spend a lot of time nitpicking after skipping over the basics.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I think most Republicans would agree with me on this point. Politicians are scum. So I think, you know, the guys who commissioned this report are just really scummy, awful people. That's how they got the job that they're in. And this isn't even a partisan thing. You know, I can count on, well, two hands, but not like three hands. How many politicians I think are like reasonable people?
Are any of them on the right?
No. Not anymore, no.
Right.
Well, actually.
Since McCain, not anymore?
No, Denver Riggleman.
At least he's up front.
not at the national level, but the guy who wrote the Bigfoot porn.
Yeah.
I've been reading some statements he's made recently, and I'm like, actually, I like the cut of his jib. So, yeah, actually, at the, like, state and local level, I think there are some, you know, a lot of Republicans I can get behind. But at the national level, no. Frankly, just no, I don't think there are any decent Republicans left.
Plus, as far as Denver Riggleman is concerned, having common interests helps.
A bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Radio Wasteland comes to you from the Reading studios of Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and AM 1460. Visit Radio Wasteland at Instagram at instagram.com/radiowasteland.
All right, so I got a question for you. I was talking to my wife, and we were talking about Trump.
Uh-huh.
As you do. And she's under the impression that he's going to run again and that he's going to win the nomination. And you've said this before to me, but I'm not getting those vibes from the world. The world seems to be kind of like, man, whatever. Even Fox News seems to be done with it.
Yeah, I mean, the vibes are kind of whatever because, like, no one wants election season to start up again. And it hasn't, really. But, I don't know, in a year or so, probably this time next year, I think, yeah, he'll be running. I think he'll definitely run. I don't see why he wouldn't. He's been making noises like he would run. And who is going to beat him? Like,
unfortunately, I think Ron DeSantis.
No. Look, 60% of the Republican base thinks that Trump won the last election. And every Republican who wants to be viable as a candidate, almost every Republican on the national stage has either been silent on the issue of, like, election integrity or has supported Trump. So why would Trump voters vote for, you know, if the choice is between the guy who has, like, 90% popularity in the party, more than that, I think, and they all think should be the rightful president, or some other guy who's exactly the same but doesn't have the name recognition and, like, that that stuff, like, why wouldn't they vote for Trump? I think he's definitely going to be the front runner.
And yeah, I think it definitely says something for...
I think that he's our president again, frankly.
You know, I think it definitely says something for entitlement because, you know, historically, I don't think, might get in trouble here, but I'm going to use black people as a comparison to how Republicans feel. Historically, black people, while wanting to make the world a better place for themselves and, you know, hopefully for everybody, weren't willing to sink the boat while doing it. Now, some of them, of course, were. I realize this is a blanket statement, but
sure,
a lot of people just wanted to get the world better. And
well,
I know a lot of people, like, have this attitude right now of, like, we need to get up and we just need to fight and put an end to it. But when you deal with the entitlement of these white guys doing it, basically the Republican Party, they seem to think, like, you know, we'll sink this boat, and if this boat sinks, we'll build again. No, you will not. You will not build again. If you sink this boat, it will not be built again in your lifetime.
Well, what do you mean sink the boat?
I don't know.
Confused.
I think questioning election integrity and basically dismantling our faith in our government is basically punching holes in the bottom of the boat.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree with that.
And I think it's their entitlement, you know, while other people have had chances, you know, I mean, when a million black people marched on Washington, they could have stormed the place and tried to force some change. But they were realists that they're also in the boat.
Yeah.
You know, these guys don't seem to realize they're in the boat. You're in the boat.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying.
I'm going to get some terrible comments for my metaphors here because I'm not doing very good with my metaphors. But you have to get what I'm saying is that it takes a certain level of entitlement to think that if I destroy this boat out from underneath me, I'll just get on the next boat.
No, yeah, I agree. And I think, although I think, I don't know, if you're a white Anglo-Saxon Protestant and, you know, you tank our democracy and basically, you know, institute a far-right totalitarian regime, you're probably going to be fine. Like, the white people tend to do okay. I mean, they might take your children and gas them for being gay, but, like...
But you'll be fine. And you can, like, make more.
We've established they don't care about their children, otherwise, you know, climate change.
Right.
They would do something about it.
I believe the children are an asset. Yeah. All right. Danish artist. Two empty
this
frames.
This story just made me laugh.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Okay, so was the contract to specifically recreate the paintings? Or was the contract to create art that's similar or somehow inspired by the previous art?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure it was the former, the art.
If it's the former, is this a man or a woman?
I think it's a guy. And okay. Yes, he is breaking the law. Either way, like, the contract says you have to give the money back. And he's saying, no, I'm not going to do that. I think it's part of the piece, and probably he's going to give it back, because he has to give it back, like, in a year or something.
Well, but this kind of happened a couple of years ago.
Go to jail for his art. Who knows?
Right. Well, I mean, maybe that's the art. This kind of happened a couple of years back with a band called Ween. Do you know Ween?
No.
Okay, they're kind of... It's hard to call them a joke band, because sometimes in the jokes, they're actually quite profound and serious, but...
Sure. The best jokes are.
So Pizza Hut hires Ween to write a song for them.
Okay.
And Ween has songs like Bananas and Blow and Piss Up a Rope and you know, weird songs. And so Pizza Hut's all like, yeah, we love Ween. We got to hire Ween. Unfortunately, they didn't stipulate anything in the conversation.
Oh, God.
They just gave them $10,000 and said, we need a song from about new cheese in our crust. And so you can look this up on YouTube. You can look this up on YouTube, and they wrote this song called, like, Where'd the Cheese Go? And, like, it's this weird fun song, and it's just all, where's the MF and cheese at? And, like, it is just beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful. So as soon as I heard of this, I thought of Ween, and I'm all like, I like this guy.
And thoroughly unsuitable to, like, use as a commercial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Perfect.
That's not happening. But they had to pay him. They paid him the $10,000 and here we are talking about Ween. And if anybody listening is smart, you'll go listen to some Ween.
That's ridiculous. It's kind of the opposite of the Cyber Ninja situation, frankly.
Oh, yeah.
No, actually, it's in the same boat. It's in the boat of... Screw you, we're doing what we want.
Yeah, we got a theme going, and that's the, well, you know,
it's the theme of this episode.
I'll wax philosophical here for a second, and I think that's part of the problem with our country. Part of the problem is that we've created this world where if it's legal, it's considered to be ethical and acceptable.
Yeah.
You know, because people have no pride, no, honor in their situation, or it's a corporation where there is no person. There's just people voting.
Right.
And it's basically, hey, screw some people over so we can sell some Nikes or something. And I think that that's why this world is probably doomed.
Yeah. Although... I will say, it's not really people vote, like, with big corporations, as I understand it, the board, like, only rarely gets involved. It's usually, like, some executive made a decision, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us. Yeah, well, that's my fix for the world. My fix for the world is when we're born, we each need to get a rubber stamp with our name on it.
Okay.
And any decision that's made, if that decision's going to go, you have to rubber stamp the paper. Somebody's name has to be on the top of that paper. And that's that.
Yeah.
So when you decide, hey, you know, it's like I think we were talking about this before, the guy who jacked up the prices on the EpiPens.
Right.
That guy at least came out and said, hey, I'm doing this because I can and I'm going to make a lot of money.
Right.
I appreciate that guy.
Honestly, you know? I kind of, like, I want him dead, of course, but yeah. in a way that's like, but, you know.
You want him to get stung by a bee and die, right?
Right, yeah, like, it's just, I do respect that, you know, he's a murderer. He's a mass murderer, but at least he's not a liar.
He's not a murderer. I mean, he didn't do anything illegal.
Okay.
I mean, how can you be a murderer if you didn't break the law?
Well, I would argue that the definition of murder is a moral one and not a legal one.
Yeah.
And that our laws are not perfect reflections of our morality.
Everybody would argue that, but nobody believes it.
I I mean, I think everyone believes it, but there's not a practical framework by which to, like, translate that into action.
I don't know. You judge a man by their actions, and I think if we all looked at our actions, just to go off on a tangent, let's piss off some listeners.
That's our thing, right?
You're right. Right. Abortion.
Okay.
Why are we going to kill these ones and not these ones? Sure. Why are we going to take these minorities and not let them and make them have babies that later on in life, potentially that same person who forced them to have the baby is not willing to help? So yes, pump this world full of your babies that we're not going to help. And if you need help taking care of that baby, which is what you were thinking when you were thinking, hey, I need to get an abortion because I'm not going to be able to take care of this baby. We only care about that baby until it, like, breaks the seal. It's no longer in mint condition, so we no longer care. So we're not going to give you any help financially or anything like that. You know, you work for a living. That's what my daddy did, and that's what I'm going to do, and that's what Meemaw did, and that's what we all do. You know, that's the problem with the world. I'm pro-abortion, personally. I think we should abort all of them. You know, I think until we decide which killing is okay and which killing is bad, you know, people are just all leaning towards like, hey, let's let them all live. Screw it. Let's let them all die. What's the difference? What is the difference between deciding that these people can die? I mean, anybody out there who's a Christian, you know, a sin is a sin is a sin. I mean, you killed these people over here. What's the difference?
Okay, there's a lot to unpack there.
yeah, there is. Because you can't come to me. One can't come to me and say, we shouldn't be killing. I'll be like, well, what about these other things?
Yeah. No, that's, well, everyone has a different moral framework, and some people's moral framework's totally
I don't bad. Think they have a moral framework. They have a collection
Actually,
of words.
Actually, no, you're right. You're right.
They have a collection of words that they put together to support their current moment.
Yeah,
but if you're opposed to killing babies,
true. Yeah.
You also have to be willing to raise them.
Yeah.
I can't be all, you don't kill that baby. All right, you made the good decision. Now I'm going to go over here and never talk to you again, and I don't care what happens to you. As long as you didn't kill that baby, I don't care. You know, I don't understand that argument.
Well, you know, we're hunter-gatherers. We never evolved to be logically consistent.
Right. So maybe we should hunter-gather babies.
I feel like no matter what I say, this is still going to circle back to your modest proposal here.
Of killing them all.
Yeah, that we kill all the babies. So yeah. My question to you, Chauncey, is what did the babies do to you? Did a baby hurt you?
Right, totally. Well, I'll do a flip side here.
Well, actually, you're a parent, so yes.
Yeah, I'm adopted.
At some point.
I'll flip it around on the liberals too here. I love Doctors Without Borders.
Sure.
And one of the major things that I like about Doctors Without Borders is that I feel a need to support the secular charities in this world because there aren't many.
Right.
And so, my argument to Christians would be, I'll decide who you want to kill. Figure that out first before you sit around and talk about killing and saving lives. You know, don't save a life in order to huck them off a bridge later. My argument to liberals would be, start more charities, man. Talk a lot of crap for not having a lot of charities and then in the name of godlessness.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's the stereotype is kind of right that like conservatives tend to be like privileged and put together, but also like dumb and hateful. And the stereotype of liberals is that, you know, we have all these good ideas, but we basically suck at, we're basically totally dysfunctional. Yeah. So I honestly, I think there's a grain of truth to both of those stereotypes. So.
All right. Well, good luck with your reality moving forward. If you hate us, I'm looking forward to the YouTube comments. If you like us, chances are you're a normal Joe and you won't write anything. So.
A new study shows that the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, a critical ocean current that sends warm, salty water towards the from the tropics to northern Europe may be shutting down, which could cause Europe to become much colder. Countries like Great Britain are warmer than other countries at the same latitude, like northern Canada and Russia, in large part because of ocean currents. This may also affect the northern U.S., causing unprecedented cold. Unusual, quote, cold blobs in the region may be early warning signs of this phenomenon, but scientists believe it could take hundreds of years for this current to shut down completely.
And I take it that means that the current works by temperatures changing, which causes that current to happen. Temperatures are now changing, which is slowing that current down, and eventually that current's going to stop. Is that...
Yeah, that's pretty much right. There's some complicated thing about how it works. Like, you know, in this area, the waters are warmer, and in this area, the waters are colder. So, like, they interact, like, the waters sink here, and they rise.
And the tides,
here.
I'm sure, affect it.
Yeah, it's some complicated thing, and I don't fully understand it, which I don't think it's particularly necessary to understand it, to understand the story, which is that climate change, the climate is changing, so the ocean currents change, so it could get, you know, much colder in Europe and in
right.
other places.
Well, let me preface this by saying I'm opposed to global warming.
I think it shouldn't
be allowed to happen.
Yeah.
I think we should try to stop it.
Yeah.
But it does fill the world with a lot of bad news on a regular basis. But I got to say, dropping temperatures in the north of the United States sounds pretty good to me.
Right. So this is, I shared this because it's kind of a weird one, because, like, global warming's making the Earth warmer, right? Mm-hmm. So when you hear about something like this where it's like, oh, actually, it's going to make certain places colder, it's like, oh, good. Because those places are getting warmer. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But the other thing is that, like I said, it will take hundreds of years for the current to shut down. So this is something where it's like, I'm not really worried about this story. Like, I think this story is interesting. But in terms of damage that climate change will actually do, stuff like desertification and drought and just inability to make food. These are massive problems within a century, right? You know, and also things like wildfires and megastorms. The things that often get discussed, stuff like this, and also stuff like rising tides, like if the Arctic melts and causes the sea to rise, that will take hundreds of years. So I'm not really that worried about that stuff. I'm worried about the stuff that'll be a problem in my lifetime.
I get that, but this was the best news I'd heard in a long time about global warming because it's so freaking hot. There's so many fires.
Yeah.
I 150 years, whatever.
I love that your reaction to this is, well, thank God. Thank God it's going to cool down a little in order.
Yeah, well, I mean, guys like Trump can walk outside New York and say it's snowing, no such thing as global warming, and sound like they're cool. Why can't I sound cool about this one?
Yeah. So, no, this is much more of a hypothetical story. This isn't going to hit anyone hard, but
All right.
You know, our grandchildren's grandchildren might see, you know, ice sheets in Britain or something.
Well, you know, just to remind people, global warming's bad and we should do something about it. But I'm looking forward to some cooler weather.
Have you been following that story? The governor of New York, yes, the report came back. Yes, sleaze. Democrats are dropping him like he's made of gluten. Biden called on him to resign. Nancy Pelosi called on him to resign. Chuck Schumer, yes, called on him to resign. Anthony Weiner called for a double date.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane. At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Briggsville is California Historical Landmark Number 7. It was an 1849 gold mining settlement besides Clear Creek, approximately 1 mile east of Horsetown, where early gold miner James Reagan supposedly took gold out by the panful. The town site was located by Ben Briggs and was first known as Breechesburg because the miners wandered around without wearing any breeches. When the first female resident, Mrs. Briggs, arrived, she demanded that the miners must wear breeches or she would leave. Not only did they begin wearing breeches, they named a town for her. Briggsville became the location of the Landrum and Briggs Toll Bridge across Clear Creek in the 1850s, as a stage stop for the Hall and Crandall stage line in 1853, and was the location of the Lean Hotel in 1860. A Moment in History, presented by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
And finally, the terrorism police believe that a pillow salesman may make people angry enough to kill. Or, to put it another way, the Department of Homeland Security has warned about a possible surge of election conspiracy theory-related violence in August, due to a resurgence in claims pushed by Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Lindell will be hosting a symposium this month where he claims he will finally unveil proof of his theories, after his other proofs have been roundly debunked by multiple news outlets.
And then Mike Lindell has now been labeled a terrorist.
That's, I think, a broad... That's not quite what I said.
Come on, it sounds so much better that way.
Mike Lindell has not been labeled a terrorist. Homeland Security thinks that his claims could incite people to acts of terrorism.
Yeah, I gotta say, as a person who is a rational, somewhat competent human being, if I was in a building and attacked by a vampire, and I came out of that building, and I was now safe, and I was going to the police, I would probably be a little careful with how I worded it instead of flailing my hands around, laughing uncontrollably, talking about how there was a vampire in there. But that's what this guy sounds like to me. He sounds like a nut. And
wait,
so
what?
Just for the sake of, well, I mean, Mike Lindell, it's like he put no thought into his messaging. He's just gone out and started screaming like a nut. There's a vampire in there, or something terrible is going to happen to all of us, or we're doing this. There was no like, okay, well, I better prepare people for this. I better talk calmly so that they, you know, it's like if I were to like deal with my family, okay, we're in a crisis. We're going to have to be calm about it. I get none of that from this guy. What I get from this guy is that he's absolutely nutty.
Yeah. You know, I feel like a lot of like really big businessmen are kind of nutty, you know?
Is that influenza? What is that?
I don't know what it is, but it's, like, it's always been a thing. Like, Henry Ford was a weirdo, you know, Nazi Jews are trying to take over the world guy.
Yeah, Walt Disney, Howard Hughes.
Yeah. I don't know, it's just we're all a little nutty, and, like, rich people are just cut from the same cloth. We just notice it more because they use their wealth. Their wealth enhances their nuttiness.
Right.
So it affects everyone, or whether, like, the rich people, you know, just get disconnected from reality because no one tells them they've had a bad idea for 30 years and they start to think they're infallible, or I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you would think that you would be smart enough to try to deliver a message. So let's pretend that what he's saying is totally true, 100% true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen because the general rule of being a nut is if you can't turn off being a nut, you're a nut. You know, if you can act like a nut and then turn it off, you're not a nut. You're just acting like one in the moment, and maybe that's part of your shtick. But if you can't turn it off, you're just a nut, and nobody wants to listen to you.
Guys like Alex Jones, they can turn it off.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.